there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm so lucky to have my beautiful friends here on this Monday afternoon in the studio, Sophie and Claire. Sophie and Claire, say hello.
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 So, ladies, we have quite the show planned. I'm really excited to have you guys in the studio. You've been looking at the script. Our first story is Kim Kardashian, and we've been following the story about her divorce for, what, 2 weeks now? I mean, Sophie, you've been, following the story with me. What do you think about the whole Kim Kardashian divorce?
Well, I mean, I'm glad that it's finally becoming official after all that time. You know, her and Kanye, maybe they'll have a little something coming on now.
She said she's ready for marriage now. I mean, Claire, have you been following any of this at all?
Not too closely, but I see it, and I think it's a necessity to get that divorce finalized before the little mini Kanye comes around.
Well, I have some good news for you guys then. The past is the past. On Friday, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries officially reached a divorce settlement. An agreement signed by both parties was handed into the LA court. In an exclusive statement, Humphries told E! News, "Chris and his family are excited to move forward and are grateful for all of the support they have received in the process. His commitment to the Brooklyn Nets and the team's incredible fans is his number one priority, and he is excited to head into the playoffs tomorrow with this situation behind him." E! News states that Kim is just relieved. It was made clear that Kim and Chris had no intention of pursuing this any further, saying that Kim's team learned this information yesterday. All Kim ever wanted was to move on from the marriage, and now is just relieved she can do just that. Earlier, Kim was escorted in through a private hallway of the court, and according to an eyewitness, seemed to be in a good mood. Prior to granting the divorce, Judge Hank Goldberg asked Kim, "Is there any way your marriage could have been saved?" "No, Your Honor," she responded. The mom-to-be also confirmed to the court that she has entered into this agreement freely. Judge Goldberg then granted the divorce, but an official judgment has yet to be entered into the court. End of marriage date will be the judgment is entered into the court and judge signs off on it. This is expected to be June 19th. As for the finances and how it all worked out, the court did not release any details, but a source says on E! News that Kim is not paying that guy a penny. And thank God. I wasn't a fan of Chris Humphries. I don't know about you girls. I really didn't like him, especially in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He was such an a-hole.
Wait. You know, I'd never really got too much of an insight to Chris's behavior or Kim's. I just think that it's a shame that they entered into marriage so quickly, because I think the whole situation could have just been avoided.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, they just rushed into it all, and it just, now you can see why you don't do stuff so quickly. You got to think about it, because, look, she gets into this marriage, and now she's pregnant with another man, and she just looks bad on all sides.
Well, could you, just imagine if this divorce wouldn't have gone through, how unfortunate it would have been for the child to have Chris be in custody of her child that is not even his. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to be that kid. Like, my mom couldn't keep it together, so now I'm living with this guy who's not even my dad. He doesn't even care for me. He just has possession of me so he can, like, take my mom off.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure he'd still be, like, a great fatherly figure to him, but it's still, like, you kind of need that actual dad in your life to really get the full feel for it all.
I agree. And it's, again, there's the child involved, Kanye's involved, and it is so sudden. I mean, what, the courtship was like 72 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was something crazy like that, and then they
72 days.
Or 72 days, yeah. They were married 72 days, and that's so unfortunate. I mean, it just makes it's bad. It just looks awful. And I mean, I know especially we've had the issue with, what was it, Prop 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there was that had just got brought up here in the Bay Area, and it's very upsetting to see something like this and then have not everyone have equal marriage rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's very touchy both ways, and it's just very unfortunate because Kim Kardashian is just not the model of marriage.
And it makes all the parties look bad, regardless of who was a bad spouse or why it didn't work out. Just everyone looks bad in the situation. It makes the entire Kardashian family look bad.
And it almost looks like a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Jenner, the mom, she is notorious for setting her daughters up for like fame and fail. And it's unfortunate again. I mean, this family is just, they've had a crappy hand dealt to them from their dad dying to Kim having a sex tape, which made her famous, which is sad because girls look up to Kim Kardashian, not realizing how she got to where she is now.
Yeah.
So Kim, best of luck. Congratulations on your divorce. Hopefully you and Kanye can make things work out. Moving along into my next story, not exactly a crowning moment for Melissa King, the former Miss Delaware Teen USA who resigned in February after a sex tape surfaced that appeared to feature her, although she did deny she was the girl in it, pleaded guilty today to underage alcohol possession. A judge sentenced King to a year of unsupervised probation for the misdemeanor alcohol charge, while a theft charge stemming from an accusation that she stole money from a cash box on a municipal bus in Ocean City was dropped due to the lack of evidence. According to USA Today, King's attorney said that her boyfriend immediately paid the $100 fine and $45 in court costs so that she could start her freshman year in college with a clean slate. Attorney Greg Hannigan also told reporters he would not be answering any rude or invasive questions, inquiries about the sex tape on his client's behalf. King 19 was cited in August after being pulled over while driving her father's truck because of a cracked taillight, and officers found an unsealed bottle of rum inside the vehicle. Ladies, do you think she's guilty, innocent, in the middle? What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, there was no DUI charge, so obviously it's kind of a he said, she said thing. She should have been more careful. With such a important title, you know, you should really be thinking about things, whether the bottle was hers or her dad's.
She should have thrown it out beforehand.
Yeah, she should have. If you want that title and you want to be responsible and held to a higher standard, you need to be careful and you need to think things through.
I agree. Soph, what about you?
Yeah, she has so much responsibility put on her hands, and being a Teen USA, she needs to live up to that expectation.
It's like with any Miss USA problem. I mean, there was that one lady who, what was it? She like had, there were sex tapes, there's been drug use, there's been bulimia. I mean, Miss Teen USA and Miss USA especially are held to that higher standard because it's supposed to be a way to represent women as a classy whole. And I feel like when these women go outside of that mold, it's kind of like you were paid all this money and you're given all this fame to just be clean. I mean, people, they're humans are humans, but it's like you're trained. It's like a sport. They were conditioned and trained to be a certain way. And if you can't hold up to it and resist those temptations, then maybe you need to step down before it's too late. Because, again, it's a representation of women. I mean, whether we like it or not, that's how, I mean, people outside of our country view it. I mean, those women eventually go on into Miss Universe. And it's very upsetting to see like our Miss USA or our Miss California or whatever disappoint and fail us as women.
Yeah, I mean, pageant women, they're role models to girls all over the world, whichever pageant it may be. And, you know, this negative stereotype of pageant girls is just being formed because our girls aren't taking it seriously. It's a title, just like an athlete would have.
Well, and then it's like, at the same time, it's like back in the day in like the 50s, Miss USA was like a celebrity. It was, everybody watched it. Everybody knew who she was. It was this huge deal. And it's like nowadays, these women are bratty. They're hoity-toity. They're snobs. I mean, they're just awful. I mean, they're not true women. And it's, again, the pageant world has just, they have a horrible image. And it's young girls. I mean, Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo, is her own creature, but at the same time, it's like children like her who are in those young pageants have those attitudes, have hissy fits over not winning because they see the older role models acting that way. And it's very unfortunate because that's the women of today create the future for tomorrow.
Yeah. And you mean we're starting them young, you know, with all these toddlers and tiaras shows and the toddlers that get the most attention are the most awful ones.
The brattier ones, the ones screaming at their moms, like having hissy fits.
The little Mackenzie girl, the little brunette, the one who, I want my nene.
Yeah. She's cray cray. Oh my gosh. That girl gives me a headache. I'm like, seriously, if that was my child, I would slap her sideways. Like, that girl needs to get spanked. She needs some old fashioned parenting. None of this, okay, sweetie, whatever you want. I hate when parents do that. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, install some fear in your children so they don't overrun your household. So, yeah. Sophie, what do you think about all of this Miss USA, Miss Teen USA drama?
I mean, this girl, what's her name again? Melissa King?
Yeah, Melissa King.
She, like, really, you're an adult and you should know better.
I mean,
like,
she's not a high schooler. She's our age in college. Yeah. I mean, she should have, if this was a high school thing, I'd be like,
obviously,
oh, okay.
She's going to be doing something. She's that young kid and she wants to go out. She wants to experience life, but don't be stupid about it.
Well, it's like at the same time, I said, when I was just talking to Claire, I mean, it's like a sport. I mean, as an athlete, I was conditioned and taught and trained to do a certain thing, as Claire was too. I mean, and then it's like, her sport is pageants, and it's like she was trained and conditioned to be a certain way, to act a certain way, to look a certain way, and she accepted that as a lifestyle, which is fine. I don't disagree with that at all. But it's like, then she goes around and she makes these bad decisions, and it's like, what? Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, honey. I mean, that's the price everyone has to pay in life, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a pageant queen or not. I mean, that's how.
If you want to live a certain way, then you need to step down from certain titles, you know?
Exactly. So, Melissa, I hope you straighten your life out, because you're like the not so famous version of Lindsay Lohan. And that's very unfortunate for me to say. Moving on to my next story. Okay, ladies, you watched The Bachelor, yes?
Yes.
Yes, sometimes. With Sean.
Oh. I didn't watch every episode, but I definitely followed it.
Okay, he was like the first season I actually followed, but unfortunately that has ended. But for all you Bachelor fans, our fan favorite Desiree will return May 27th. It's almost time, you reality TV and romance junkies. It's ready to fill those rose-sized holes in our hearts. We've got the first look at ABC's reality hit, new leading lady Desiree Hartstock in action. The network just released the first poster for the new season, in which Desiree, the third runner-up on Sean Lowe's season, gets her own time to dream. I just can't believe I'm here, and with the support of everyone, it's just a blessing, Desiree said after she was officially announced as the new Bachelorette. I just feel so thankful and so grateful. I am, because I could have never imagined. Desiree, a bridal stylist based in Los Angeles, was a fan favorite on the most recent season of The Bachelor, and fans were so shocked, as I was, and I'm sure you were too, Claire, when Sean sent her home after his intense confrontation with her brother during the hometown visit. Desiree, I mean, I really loved, I thought she was the one.
Was she the one that, is she the adopted one?
No, that was Ashley. Desiree was the one with the really god-awful bangs. She looked like she was from Pan Am. The one with the side sweep bangs, really cute smile.
Okay.
She said that her parents were homeless at one point.
Oh, okay. I was confusing her with
the
second.
And you know what's funny about the poster? I was actually looking at the poster, and do you guys watch Revenge with Emily Van Camp?
Yeah.
Okay, so a huge fan over here. Mm-hmm. And Emily Van Camp, who's also Emily in Revenge, her poster for that show is her in a dress of thorns looking over her shoulder, like in this dark, eerie, like sad, like, photo cover.
Right.
And then Desiree, she's in a red rose gown looking over her shoulder, exact replica of the Revenge thing. And I mean, it probably there's no probably correlance, but I just thought that was so funny. I saw it and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Revenge. And I was like, oh my gosh, just kidding, it's The Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. It is very revengey.
Yeah, exactly. Very revengey.
She's coming for it, guys.
She was the one where he played the prank on her in the art studio, and she was such a good sport about it. She's a doll.
See, I'm so excited for her. I like the Bachelorette better than The Bachelor, because I get to see all the hunky guys.
You know who she reminds me of is from a couple seasons ago, was Melissa, the one who went on Dancing with the Stars afterwards.
Oh, right? Yes.
She does.
She does remind me of that. It's very funny, but I still kind of secretly wish that he would have picked Desiree, because Catherine, she's cute, but I thought Desiree was cuter. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm not sorry.
I liked Catherine, like, out of the final three.
Mm-hmm.
But have the rumors been proved true that they've already broken up?
No.
No.
They're still very much together. I saw a picture of them making out in a car on E! News.
Good.
Yes. Cute. They're very much together. But anyway, Desiree, I can't wait to watch you. I hope you find love. And I mean, based on taping, she probably already did find love, didn't she? I mean, or is taping still going on?
I think taping still may be going on.
I haven't heard anything.
Well, I guess we'll find out. So May 27th, everybody on ABC, you better tune in. It's going to be awesome. Into my next story, Jaden Smith. He is Justin Bieber's BFF. He is a Belieber, Beaver Fever. I mean, he's got it all. I really think Justin Bieber has given him the fame he has. Not to mention his dad is also Will Smith, but that's besides the point. Not only is he a Belieber, he's a Believer, too. Will Smith's son revealed to Britain's Wonderland magazine that he thinks aliens are really cool because they exist. Last May, the 14-year-old joined his father and mom, Jada Pinkett Smith, and his sister, Willow, on a trip to the White House, which included a visit to the Situation Room with President Barack Obama himself, and took advantage of the opportunity to ask the commander-in-chief about aliens. I talked to the president about extraterrestrials. He said he could neither confirm nor deny the existence of aliens, which means they're real. So I took it as Jaden thinks that they're real because he couldn't confirm or deny, whatever.
Pleading the fifth.
Yeah. Smith has a strong message for the people who don't share his beliefs. If people think we're the only people that live in this universe, then something is wrong with them. But then the actor-singer knows his otherworldly thinking is anything but conventional. When asked by the mag if he ever feels like a misfit, Smith replies, every single second of my existence.
That's so, just too cute.
Ladies, this brings about another topic. Aliens, do you believe in them or do you not?
So I can neither confirm nor deny that belief.
Playing the fifth already?
I mean, Frankie, we've had this discussion before. Yeah. I mean, DJ Gossip Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about this. So we're sitting in our room in Meadowlands and something creepy's going on. Obviously, yeah. You know, there's ghosts, there's this whole paranormal life. I'm not sure about aliens, like outside kind of changing, but more so like the feel of like the earth itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Claire, what do you think?
Well, I think that there is a definite like possibility that there could be life out there. I mean,
definite possibility as in yes, or just, I mean, it could go either way, you wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I mean, I think there's a higher probability that there in some other universe out there, there's a planet like similar to ours. I don't necessarily believe in like the creepy little green dudes,
I do
running around in their like saucers
and their saucers. Oh, I do.
But I think that there is a probable chance that there is life elsewhere besides our planet.
Do you know what? See, this is how I view it in my little mind. I have two theories. One theory, they don't exist and they're not real because I like to think that they're not real. However, on a more realistic note, there's got to be something out here more than us. I mean, it's a very hard concept to wrap your mind around that there's no other being in the universe that goes on for infinity, that there's nothing else.
Right.
But, I mean, have you guys ever seen Signs?
Yes.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you seen Chicken
District
Little?
District 9?
Or District 9. I mean, Chicken Little, too. I mean, I'm terrified. Oh, Spice Girls? Did you see Spice Girls?
I did see Spice Girls.
Yep, see, aliens are in every single one of them. Did you ever see a human alien? Did you ever see an alien that looked like a human in any of those movies?
Whoa. Yeah.
No?
They're human-shaped in Signs. They are, like, tall, and they have two arms and two legs and faces. They're
and they also have heads and teeth the size of jaws.
But they're shaped like humans.
No. No. I disagree.
In Signs?
Yeah, two arms, two legs, but their arms were, like, 20 feet long, and their legs were, like, 22
You're
feet long.
Crazy.
And they had, like, like, teeth. It was awful. And they had, like, those, like, and I know in Men in Black or something, they had, like, those brain comb-overs. And
they're
their eyes,
all
like,
yeah, that's a different story there.
Yeah, I don't like those. I don't like aliens. I mean, as much as I would love to, actually, no, I would not love to meet one. I take that back. I do think, in my second opinion, in my second mind, if I had to go between theories, there are aliens that are creepy looking, that are scary, that have lots of technology to kill us and take over the world, and they have flying saucers. So the realist in me, again, goes back to there's no such thing as aliens, and that's it.
Okay.
Two theories. That's it. I mean, all my listeners out there, it's up to you to decide. Don't let us dictate what you should think or not. But just remember, the universe goes on for infinity, so there could be aliens. However, you haven't probably seen one. I mean, I haven't seen one. I don't want to see one, but knock on wood, I won't see one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I never see one, but I haven't seen anything, so they must not be real. But don't want to see one.
Don't tell Jaden that.
Yeah.
My ruin is day.
Yeah. Sorry, Jaden. I think I'm ignorant according to you, so my bad.
But how cute is he? He's just talking about that.
Yeah. He's only 14 years old. So, Will Smith, get your son on a leash because I know your kids are running a little rampant lately. But for those of you just tuning in, we're in the midst of my celebrity news section. And after the station break, we will continue on with it and wrap it up. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and I'm here with Sophie and Claire. Everyone, say hello.
Hello. Hello.
We will be right back, so stay tuned.
You made it all fall apart. I know you had your reasons then. Remember way back when. It all, but it's fate as well.
crushed to death and sick as kept cancer. Here's a punk rock, I grew up on hip hop. You fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is mean and love hurts. But I still remember that day we met in December. Oh baby, I will love you till the end of time. I would wait a million years. Promise you'll remember that you're mine. Baby, can you see through the tears? Love you more than those pictures before. Say you'll remember, baby, say you'll remember. Baby, ooh, I will love you till the end of time. Big dreams, gangsta. Said you had to leave to start your life over. I was like, no, please, stay here. We don't need no money, we can make it all work. But he headed out on Sunday, said he'd come on Monday. I stayed up waiting, anticipating and pacing. But he was chasing paper. Caught up in the game, it was the last I heard.
Listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm joined in the studio with my lovely friends Claire and Sophie on this lovely Monday afternoon. Ladies, why don't you tell the listeners, hey.
Good afternoon, everybody.
What's up?
They're just here hanging out with us, and it's been so much fun. I always love having the girls in the studio. It just makes everything so much more fun and airy and easy to talk about things. So my next story, continuing on with celebrity news, everybody knows what happened with the Boston bombings. So unfortunate at that. It was a marathon or a running marathon?
The Boston Marathon.
Yeah. And there was an explosion in front of a library and at the finish line. And the casualties, I mean, anybody Let's know how see. Many people died? It was like 100 and something.
We had, I think there was 3 fatalities. And, okay. like, over 130 injuries, and I think over...
And injuries as in people's legs were blown off.
Like, over a dozen people had lost limbs.
Jeez.
And then injuries. But I don't think too many injuries, like, were to the upper body. It was a lot of lower body injuries because all the bombs were on the ground.
Yeah, that's so upsetting. And I reported on this last week. It actually happened a week ago from today. And I remember I briefly capped on it, and... thoughts and prayers with everyone who is affected by this. But really odd, a tie-in with celebrity news. Boston bombings. Zooey Deschanel had nothing to do with the Boston bombings, right? Right, girls?
Correct.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, not exactly breaking news, but tell Peter Ogburn's television set that. While the radio show producer and writer was watching the manhunt for the second suspect to unfold on his local Fox station, they misidentified the 19-year-old man police were looking for as Zooey Deschanel. Marathon bombing. He is 19-year-old Zooey Deschanel. It ran a rant caption which flubbed the name Jaxar Charjanov. I think I completely massacred that name. Jaxar
goes with the theme.
Charjanov, who was ultimately arrested Friday night after he was found hiding in a boat behind his home in Watertown, Massachusetts. everyone was tweeting about it. Joel McHale, Peter Ogburn, epic closed captioning fail. Zooey Deschanel, she was retweeting things. She was kind of joking at it, but I mean, could you imagine being attacked on the news as you were the bomber of the Boston bombings? I mean, that's a heavy thing. And I mean, it's Fox News is bad for telecasting that. I mean, they should have been more on top of that. However, his name is a little challenging, so I could see what the teleprompter would probably, or the subtitles would pick up Zooey Deschanel. But yeah, it's kind of odd thing to be tied into the Boston bombings.
Yeah, it's,
and the sad thing is, I mean, this is the even sadder part. There's been a lot of speculation and controversy about this bombing. Some are even going as far as saying as it was planned by the government. And I mean Facebook, it's a very hit or miss, but at the same time, that's how a lot of news gets spread. I mean, that's how I found out about the Boston bombing. So I'm like, that it's just always another thing to think about. Was this really set up or was it not? Because I don't know, again, Facebook.
Yeah.
They showed a picture of it, the Sandy Hook principal who had allegedly died in the Sandy Hook shooting. But according to the news picture on Facebook, she also died in the Boston bombings.
Yeah, I saw that as well. There has been a lot of speculation. I mean, the Sandy Hook is...
That's still... Is, no one knows exactly what triggered that.
It's still, like, being perceived as a huge conspiracy. There are so many YouTube videos and articles about it. A good amount of people, like, hardcore believe that it was a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting, that whole picture thing. About
what do you think about this?
It's just the whole media is kind of manipulating us, and at the same time, it's nobody really knows.
Well, is it the media manipulating us, or is it the news manipulating us? Well, is it government manipulating us?
Yeah, so like nobody really knows what's going on, and so the news is pressured into putting out all this other like newscasting and updating everyone, but at the same time, who knows what's the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the whole Sandy Hook thing, there's this whole discrepancy of like what actually happened, and it's like just messing with the whole emotion of America and the entire world itself.
It's like we're being dragged around like rag dolls. It's crazy. And I mean, I never thought there was conspiracies, but then it's like you see the YouTube videos, you see the evidence, and it kind of like you build your own opinion, if anything. And it's very interesting. And after seeing the principal and both those pictures allegedly dying in both of those incidents, I thought, okay, A, someone photoshopped this and they're creating a conspiracy. B, maybe it was an error. Yeah, it was an error on the news part.
I mean, they've made other mistakes with Zooey, so they guess they can make mistakes with the principal.
Exactly. And then it's like, at the same time, what if it was like government conspiracy? I mean, because then it brings about gun control.
Yeah. Well, that is like the main conspiracy thing for Sandy Hook.
Yeah, yeah.
There are actually two other like photo and video documents like trying to prove that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy. One of the fathers of one of the children who was supposedly murdered went on the air, and there's video footage of him like standing in like the press box like before he's about to walk out, like laughing with somebody. Like literally, this is hours after he was told that his like 6-year-old child
had died,
and he's laughing, like giggling, laughing, and then he goes out there and pretends to be like all distraught, but he doesn't actually ever shed a tear. And then one of the boys who was supposedly killed was photographed with President Obama like 3 days after the shooting. So a bunch of things are popping up. But like Sophie said, I mean, if you can make an accident about Zooey Deschanel's name, I mean, what else can
I mean, it's really, that's a scary thing too. I mean, with technology and media today, it's really easy to take a piece of news and manipulate it into what you want. I mean, us as just regular college students could take a clip off the news and auto-tune it to them saying like, we hate blah blah blah.
Just like how Chris Brown's like soundbite was like,
yeah,
remember that?
There was like two shows ago we talked about Chris Brown, like Chris Brown and Rihanna, they broke up because he said it on a radio show, when in actuality the radio show had taken an old interview from when they were broken up, played it on the radio, and then had him on the air later on.
Yeah, I mean, it's technology. It has allowed us to be very manipulative with all of the current media.
So Zooey Deschanel, I'm sorry you got your name dragged into that, but we're glad that it was cleared and it was just a quick error. Moving into my next story, former U.S. President George W. Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush Hagar, has finally given birth to a daughter of her own, and she made quite an entrance. In fact, Margaret Laura Mila Hagar was born April 13th, 2 weeks early, and she caught her mom by surprise. Calling into the Today Show Monday, Jenna explained that while opening gifts during her baby shower, she started to kind of sweat, and she said, "I guess it's a normal thing, but then all of a sudden, in front of all of my friends, my water broke. It was like a romantic comedy," she added with a laugh. Fortunately, little Mila was born happy and healthy, weighing in at 6 pounds, 15 ounces, and Jenna says she's just so happy as can be. She's learned so much, and she's never knew she could love somebody in a totally different way. Congrats to the new parents. Girls, did you happen to see any pictures of the little baby?
I haven't seen any pictures yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any coverage on it.
Oh, actually. Well, it just happened. I mean, she just came out and said it today. I mean, oh, today was Monday. So, yeah. But I thought that was so cute. They showed pictures, and the baby is just so tiny and precious.
Yeah, 6 pounds. It's small.
And they 2 weeks early. And they showed President Bush. I mean, it's always so funny to see presidents when they're not presidents anymore. It's right. Like, I'm like, oh, it's the president. When really it's not. And he was holding the little baby.
That was just too cute.
It was just so adorable. I'm just such a sucker for romance and babies.
Yeah, best of luck to the new parents.
I know that. Well, she was so cute. She started crying the whole phone interview. She's like, "I don't know why. I'm just so happy." I'm like, "Lady, you just had a baby. There's hormones that are gonna rage for the next 9 months.
Yeah,
took 9 months to get them. It's gonna take 9 months to get rid of them." Sophie, you've been here when I've talked about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've been here with my highs and lows, and you've seen me cry and not cry about this. Honestly, I'm really starting to get a little depressed with these highs and lows Miley Cyrus and her fiancé Liam Hemsworth have been having these past few months. Despite recently being seen without her engagement ring, though, Miley Cyrus is reportedly still engaged, and an insider added in Star Magazine, "They live together and the wedding is not off. Thank God." You can't postpone a wedding that never had a date. In the first place, their plan all along was to wait a couple years before they even started thinking about a date. It's kind of ridiculous what people are forming. Cyrus has been sparking talk of rumors and splits from the Hunger Games beau Liam Hemsworth after numerous outings without her 3.5-carat Neil Lane diamond ring. I honestly think just because she doesn't wear a ring, it doesn't mean that they're not together. I mean, people read too much into that. Really, it's not a big deal. I mean, if I were her, maybe my skinny little finger couldn't support such a large ring. I mean, she's probably like, "Darn it, this ring's so big, my finger hurts. I need to take a break." And people are like, "Oh my God, they're breaking up."
I mean, my sister's married, and there are days when she's like, "Oops, I forgot to put on my wedding ring."
It happens. I mean, especially when you take your shower. I mean, I don't know what married woman takes a shower with her wedding ring. I mean, you risk losing it in the drain. I mean, at 3.5 carats, I wouldn't want to risk that.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's doing dishes, you put it away. I mean, I'm sure working out, you put it away. I mean, I would, especially with her being a celebrity, I mean, someone could try and hurt her for that ring.
Yeah, and I mean, just because she's probably being photographed on a daily, those random days that she doesn't wear it, you know, she gets scrutinized for forgetting it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Miley Cyrus, it really tugs at my heartstrings when I hear of these breakup rumors and the makeup rumors. It's like they're trying to kill me. They're just up and down. My emotions can't handle it. Miley, you got to stay with him so I can stay alive.
I think just like they want to wait a few years, we need to wait a few years. Like, yeah. Let's just give them their time.
We have to remember, they got together when she was like, what, 16?
Yeah.
She's like right after the last song.
Yeah.
That's when
they've been together and just got engaged. I mean, they're still really young. So I would hope they would wait a couple of years. I'm surprised they haven't had like a real breakup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things, sorry to all your Taylor Swift lovers out there, but one of my favorite little quotes that... Okay, everyone calls Miley Cyrus,
scandalous.
Scandalous.
Hoochie.
Thank you, Sophia. A little scandalous, a little hoochie, Miley Cyrus, but yet she's been in a relationship with the same guy for over 2 years now. And
isn't it been like four?
Okay, four. And Taylor Swift has had how many boyfriends? Like 12. In the past like year.
She's like Taylor Swift is like a prude hoochie. I'll give you that.
So my piece.
She hooches around, but she's still like kept to herself, if that makes any sense. But Taylor Swift, I still love you. So if you're listening, I'm not a hater. I'm a huge fan.
I mean, you guys can't say you're not fans. I know you. I know you, Claire. You listen to her songs.
No.
You have probably one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
One.
I do not own one Taylor Swift song.
You liked one Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Belt that.
There we go.
All the time.
There we go.
I wouldn't say all the time. I sing along, but I'm not her biggest fan.
There we go. Soph, are you with me?
T-Swizzle, I got respect for that girl, but she really needs to have some, like, relationship.
Whoa. Her songs are meant for me. She's not writing about those relationships. She's writing for me.
Oh, okay.
You guys need to chill out.
Wow. All right, Frank.
You guys don't know. I have a double life. You guys don't know.
Wait, so you're Miley Cyrus?
No, I'm Taylor Swift.
But you just said you have a double life.
Yeah, because okay, she's got the best.
I could have a spinoff of being. Worlds. It could be a spinoff of like Hannah Montana, but to Taylor Swift.
Okay,
right.
Ooh, yeah, totally. Ooh, just kidding.
We could have the best of both worlds with that one.
Just kidding. For those of you just tuning in, we are just quickly wrapping up the celebrity news segment. When I return, I will be giving the full details on Reese Witherspoon getting arrested. Yes.
What?
You heard me. Sweet Home Alabama star was arrested with her husband yesterday, and I have all the details about it. So stay tuned, and I will make sure to fill you in.
Burning through my darkest night. You're the only one that I want. Think I'm addicted to your light. I swore I'd never fall again, but this don't even feel like falling. Gravity can't begin to pull me back to the ground again. It was like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you break again. The risk that I'm taking, I'm never gonna shut you out.
Listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm joined by my lovely friends Claire and Sophie in the studio. Ladies, Claire. Say hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
They're just so awesome. It's been so fun having them here. We just kind of briefly wrapped up celebrity news, but I have one breaking story. Reese Witherspoon was arrested last night. So crazy, and I was so shocked to read this. Reese Witherspoon has spoken out, though, in the wake of her surprising Friday night arrest and brief jailing for disorderly conduct, releasing a contrite statement of an apology for her uncharacteristic headline-grabbing behavior. Out of respect for the ongoing legal situation, I cannot comment on everything that is being reported right now. But I do want to say, I clearly had one drink too many, and I'm deeply embarrassed about the things I said. It was definitely a scary situation, and I was frightened for my husband, but that is no excuse. The 37-year-old and her agent hubby, Jim Toth, were both arrested early Friday. Toth for an alleged DUI and Witherspoon for allegedly disobeying instruction from a police officer to remain in her vehicle during the traffic stop. I was disrespectful to the officer who was just doing his job, she continued. I have nothing but respect for the police, and I am very sorry for my behavior. A court hearing on the matter has been set for May 22nd for Witherspoon and May 23rd for Toth in Atlanta's Municipal Court. Though neither the actress nor her husband are expected to present, and despite reports of Ms. Witherspoon pulling the "Don't You Know Who I Am" card, that rumor was quickly laid to rest and left as strictly a rumor. Ladies, were you shocked about this at all?
Totally shocked. I mean, it's a little blonde, Sweet Home Alabama Reese Witherspoon.
Exactly. She has been always known for being so squeaky clean and so just kept together and to herself. And although it wasn't some life-altering thing, right. I mean, it definitely was a little scary that it went as far as her getting arrested and put in a jail, especially since she has a toddler. Not even. He's an infant still.
Yeah. I've never ever heard anything about Reese having problems.
Except for her divorce from Ryan Philippine in, 2006? Eight.
Yeah, I mean, like being raunchy problems, like,
yeah, she's never know, had she's never like party problems, drug yeah. problems.
I never think she can do any kind of wrong.
She's just so cute and sweet.
Exactly.
But it does show that, you know, celebrities are normal. They act out of line sometimes.
Exactly.
And we just have to move on from it.
Exactly. And it's so adult of her to come out with a statement because she
handled it well.
She's been in the media since she was like 17. I mean, she's done a lot of Lifetime movies. So it's not like she's a newcomer who's had the chance to just be normal. I mean, she knows what it's like. And it's nice that, I mean, it's sad that she had a slip up, but it's nice that she was able to grab the bull by the horns and be like, look, I'm sorry.
She definitely handled it well. I mean, and the fact that she admitted that she, you know, had a little bit too much to drink, you know?
I hate when celebrities are like, I only had one drink. I'm like, one drink too many.
And yeah, she said, you know, and she admitted that it was her fault. It is so common to be like, no, it's, you know,
it's a reaction. It's almost a reaction for celebrities because they're famous. Say, it wasn't me, it was them. Like they put the blame on others. So Reese Witherspoon, it's so unfortunate to hear that that happened, but I'm glad that you and your husband are okay. I'm glad no one was hurt, and I hope you don't make this mistake again.
Yeah, stay home, take care of the toddler.
Exactly. Yeah.
Live and learn.
Exactly. So this wraps up my celebrity news segment, and moving right along into my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. This is my personal favorite segment, and for those of you just tuning in and aren't familiar with what this segment is all about, it's things I look on from magazines to websites, what's hot, what's not, from hair, makeup, nails, clothes, lifestyle, anything that I see is popular among celebrities or will become popular among celebrities that will eventually reach us as the general public, I like to report on and share whether I love it or hate it. And fortunately, I have Claire and Sophie here to also share why they love or hate some of these trends. But before I start with any trends, happy Earth Day to the gorgeous girls in the studio as well as the other gorgeous people out there. Going through trends for today, I stumbled across beautiful eco-friendly face, hair, and body products. Going green and helping Mother Earth is always trendy, especially in Hollywood. So ladies, my first eco-friendly trend begins with your nails. Let's be honest. I mean, girls, we've all painted our nails multiple times, and we've all gotten headaches or not even, like, we've even gotten high from the fumes that are released from these nail polishes. Yeah. They're very harsh chemical products, and although they're beautiful, they're not the best, I'm sure, for our bodies. But luckily for us, Scotch Nail Polish manufactures water-based polishes. They are 100% non-toxic and vegan, only retail price for $15. I love this because I'm a fan of painting my toes or painting my nails when my acrylics grow out. So I love that they offer something a little less extreme and that I could open up and not get a headache or a high from. Girls?
Yeah, I first became aware of the whole non-toxic thing when my stepmom, she went all on the vegan craze, and she was buying all this like non-toxic nail polish remover and stuff. And so I found it in the cabinet. I was like, oh, I never really thought about it before. And it really makes sense. Like, you're putting all these chemicals onto your fingernails, and
they
like,
seep into your skin,
absorbing into your skin. So gross. You know, it's like flecking off. Like, that stuff is like plastic. It's not really gonna deteriorate anytime soon. It's like bacteria too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so nasty. Claire, and what do you think about this water-based nail polish?
I like it. I think it's great.
Do you like it or you love it?
I love it. I think it's great to, you know, provide vegan and green products to the members of our society who totally support that. And I would use it. I don't know if I want to spend $15 on it, but
I saw the bottle. I mean, the bottle was good size. Was I mean, it? It's
That's
like
good.
An Urban Outfitter sells like the chemical kind, and it's like the same, and it lasts a while. And
because I have a very good friend who is vegan, and she's like a tat girl. She gets tattoos and whatnot, and mm-hmm. she even goes to tattoo studios to get vegan ink.
Like yeah, that. Well, because when you think about it, it's really icky. I mean, it's gross, and like Sophie said, it's toxic. I mean, why you never really think about that stuff, and it's nice because I know there are a lot of people who are very sensitive to the chemicals mm-hmm. in regular nail polish, so it's nice, too, that people with more sensitive skin are able to use these polishes and not have to worry about breaking out or their nails falling off. I mean, I know with my mom, she can't get her toes painted a certain color. Like, she has to get, like, pedicures because they'll just chip off and crack. It's gross. It's nasty. Sorry, Mom, I didn't mean to share that with all my listeners, but no one knows who you are.
Good thing.
Moving into my next trend, hair care line Yarok has created a leave-in conditioner that also prevents damage from heat styling and also helps prevent global warming. It is packed with multiple vitamins, minerals, and essential oils that nourish hair prior to blow drying or heat styling. Yarok is all about helping protect one of the world's greatest natural resources, the Amazon rainforest. And for only $14 for 4 ounces, it could be yours. I love it. I'm sad. It's a little on the pricier side. I didn't realize how small 4 ounces was for $14.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, when you think about, I think about it, okay, it's expensive because it's not easy and cheap to make. That's what makes these products so bad. It's just all about the mm-hmm. quantity, not the quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about the quality of it and the benefits of it in the long run, I really think $14 isn't so bad. And I mean, I'm all about my hair. I mean, I want my hair to be nice and luscious. I want to look like those Garnier Fructis models. I mean, girls, love it, hate it. I love it.
I love it.
Loving it.
I don't have naturally straight hair nor naturally curly hair, so I'm kind of in between. I got to do something with it.
And you got to put product in it or your hair will break off. You get these nasty split ends. Your hair is brittle and dry.
And if it's saving the beautiful Amazon rainforest, I would probably invest in it.
I love that stuff. It makes me so happy. I'm like, oh, you're saving the world one product mm-hmm. at a time. It makes me feel good about spending $14. I mean, I get really bad buyer's remorse. When I buy certain things, I'm like, oh, I should go return it. Should I sell it online? Mm. Like, I freak out. But when I know it's going to a good cause, I'm like, oh, I'll go buy another. There's no such thing as buyer's remorse when it benefits others.
Yeah.
For the girl, though, who is peeved about cracked, dry lips, like I am, this specific trend was designed for you. 5 words, 1 purpose. Honest organic lip balm made to save the earth and your lips. I love this. I'm just going to go right out there and say it. I love it. From lavender mint to sweet orange vanilla, stars like Jessica Alba can hardly resist, and so can I. For $10, these decent-sized, organically fragrant lip balms could be yours. I think it's so nice. I mean, I am such a fan of chapsticks. I hate crusty lips. I mean, mine are a little dry right now, and they're just so, ugh, they're nasty. I feel like a fish. But I love the lip balms. I love lip balms that are organic. I love them when they're just, they're very nice. I mean, just they don't feel like wax on your lips.
Right.
I feel like I like it when I can feel them doing something, and the smell, I mean, come on. The orange vanilla, I mean, oh, that smells, I bet that smells. I haven't smelled it, but I bet it smells really good. So, again, I love this trend. Claire Soph, give me your feedback.
I'm like all about that lip balm. I'm fanatic. I like hoard lip balms, and I've seen this. Yeah, I have tons of different chapsticks, and just to know that I can just like go out. I've been wanting a new one, so this sounds like a good idea. So I can't really say that I love it because I haven't tried it yet, but I love the idea of it.
Claire, what about you?
I love it. Like Sophie, I am a chapstick junkie. My sister and I like. Always stealing each other's chapsticks and whatnot. So, and if Jessica Alba, she's got beautiful lips, I'm sure it works for her. Yeah, I'll
she
try
can
it.
Have those lips. I mean, I'll try. I mean, shoot, if I gotta rub pig lard on my lips to get her lips, I'll do it. Darn it, I just want Jessica Alba's lips, and I'm sure everybody else in this world wants us to have beautiful. Well, actually, that's a lie. I bet everyone wishes upon us to have ugly lips, but let the haters be your motivators. LOL, JK. Actually, not really. So those of you just tuning in, I'm in the midst of my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. I'm going to take a quick station break, and we will go on and continue / wrap up the rest of the trends. So stay tuned. I've got a lot more in store for us. Hey there, listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Those of you just tuning in, I'm going to wrap up my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It, but first, I'm in the studio with my beautiful friends, Claire and Sophie. Girls, say hello.
Hola.
Hey there.
It's always so nice to have these girls in the studio. It just makes everything so fun and just so awesome and just easy to do. So, girls, thank you for being here. Continue on and wrapping up. Trending with the Stars, celebs like Jennifer Aniston and Gwyneth Paltrow are putting their backs into it, literally. The telltale circular marks of the ancient Chinese practice known as cupping has been popping up on the tone backs of many Hollywood stars. But what exactly is cupping, and why does it leave a hard-to-miss ring pattern on those who receive the treatment? The Eastern practice is said to help with everything from circulation to the neck and to shoulder pain, and to detox the body with cups that create suction on the skin, and it just so happens to leave a colorful circle as a result. I love this trend because I believe you should do whatever it takes to keep your body clean and healthy. And from what I understand, Claire, you said you've had this treatment done to you?
I have, actually, and I love it. I had it done not for, say, like the detox side, but in physical therapy for my back, because it's an awesome way of really getting into deep tissue. Because if you think about it, you can't, like, think how far deep you can push your thumb into your skin. It really can't go that far down. But with the cupping method, they're literally suction cupping your muscle like three times as deep as you could just massage it. And it's painful. It hurts.
It sounds painful. I thought it was going to be some like relaxing massage type deal, but this sounds really painful.
It is painful. Like, think of like this little like plastic cup and like a pumper like they use when you get your blood pressure taken.
Okay. Oh
my. And so they pump the air out of the cup, and your skin is just like raised up into the cup, and it pulls the muscle and it stretches it. So it's like a deep tissue massage, but just coming away from your body instead of into your body.
And with a cup.
With a cup.
So, what do you think? Would you try this? Would you not? That's, is it a good idea?
Definitely,
is it not
something that I want right now, because my back hurts so bad. I don't know what's wrong with it. I think I just slept on it very badly. But I like always have like a kink in my back or my neck, and this sounds like an awesome alternative to whatever other method that I use, like the massage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It does leave some gnarly bruises.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jennifer Aniston was at a premiere, and she has them all down her back, and I didn't know what it was before I even read what this was. I'm like, what happened? Did she get beat up? Like, what the heck? It looks like aliens sucked on her back. Beauty
is pain.
Yeah, beauty is pain.
Yes, it is.
So we should all go get it done.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably going to, like, have to, like, be in a deep sleep, and you guys have to carry me there, because I'm not dealing
with...
I'm
going to take some pain medication
with my fatty back getting sucked into a cup. But, jeez, I mean, I don't...
Ew. Suck it up, guys. Literally.
I mean, I'm sure... suck it up. You're clever, Claire. Oh, I know. So clever. So I love this trend. I think that it's a great way to detox, and it doesn't sound as chemically harmful. I mean, it's nothing chemical. It's just literally a cup sucking air, so I don't see anything harmful about this. Love it. I'm always a believer in taking care of your body. Ladies, and some of you gentlemen, summer is right around the corner, and for us, it means one thing only. Bikini season.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun. All of us are dying to have that model-esque body and the ethnic color tan. But if you're like me, you're too scared to tan under the sun's harmful UV rays because A, you don't want skin cancer, and B, you don't want to have wrinkles when you're older. But then again, a spray tan, it's chemically induced and can be equally as harmful. So what do? I mean, it leaves you out of options, right? Not so fast. According to former Playmate, now-turned talk show host Jenny McCarthy, her sister has created an organic spray tan line for worry warts like me to use, and I love this. I'm sure there are other organic spray tans out there, but this is what I heard of, and because it's in the LA area, that's where I'm from, that's where I want to be. The tans are not only for summer, they can be year-round, and everyone looks better tan anyway. But if you are interested in figuring out what this organic tan is all about, or if you want to get one yourself, go to brownbunstan.com. I'm very interested. Girls love it, hate it. I love it.
I love it. I'm going to look into this. I've had a couple spray tans before, and yes, I do think about, like, all these chemicals that are just straight seeping into my skin, because they literally stain your skin. That's what they do. So you have to think, okay, what am I putting in my body? So I would definitely look at this. This sounds awesome. I love all organic and all that good stuff.
So what about you?
You know, if someone's going to be addicted to tanning, like Snooki or someone, I think it's better that they're addicted to organic spray. So I love it for those kind of people. I love it for anyone who wants to spray tan. Personally, not for me. I'm just, like, I'm thankful to have Italian skin to where I don't need to worry about not being tan over the summer.
Yeah, you're lucky. I'm white girl to the max, so
yeah, same over here. Irish.
Yeah, we struggle. But yes, that wraps up my Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. And we're going to quickly shift over into my celebrity birthday bio. Happy birthday to actor Jack Nicholson. He turned 76 today. He was born in New York. And fun fact, I sat one row away from him last year at last year's Laker game, Game 7, against the Denver Nuggets, to be exact. He was socializing with Modern Family's Julie Bowen. And he has been in a leading role such as The Departed, Tim Burton's Batman, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. One of his famous quotes on his cocky attitude is, "I've grown out of talking like I know something when I don't." So happy birthday, Jack Nicholson. It is so great that you're still alive and you've had 76 years on this.
I'm surprised. I didn't know how old he was.
76.
He's quite the playboy. He's quite the playboy.
He is. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Love Jack
Nicholson. So happy birthday. And for all of you up here in Northern California, if you're interested in exploring the West Marin Wilderness and supporting a local nonprofit, please come to the 2013 Point Reyes Birding and Nature Festival, April 26th through 28th. This three-day family-friendly event hosts over 70 indoor and outdoor activities, so it will be the perfect tour, lecture, or hike for everyone. Visit pointreyesbirdingfestival.org for more information. Again, that is pointreyesbirdingfestival.org. I hope to see you all there. Thank you all for joining in and tuning. Claire, Sophie, thank you so much for coming on. It was so much fun.
You're welcome.
So great to have you girls.
Thank you for having us.
No, you guys are awesome. For all of you listeners, please tune in next Monday, 3 to 4, and it'll be just as great of a show, if not better. I promise you, everybody, go have a great Monday. Go make the best of it.
Enjoy that weather.
Dominican students start studying for the finals. Woo!
It's coming.
Yeah, they're coming. Yeah, so write them studying. Essays. Exactly. So I will see you all next Monday.
When he put his arms around her, he said, "Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you. Fever!"